This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today starts National Nurses Week, and today is National Nursing Day, Nurse Appreciation Day, and every single one of us owes our lives to a nurse. Every one of us. Now, some of you might say, nah, I've never been in a car accident, or I haven't been in a fire, or I haven't been, I don't have to, you were born, most likely there was a nurse, no, there was a midwife, or my mom gave birth at home. You still had to, as a baby, get some care by a nurse. And, all right, if it wasn't during your birth, your mom's birth. And if your mom wasn't born without the life-saving help of a nurse, you wouldn't have been born. So, your life was saved by a nurse. All of us. All of us owe nurses our lives. And the National Nurses Week, it gives us a opportunity to give them a hug. Maybe with COVID, we can't give them a hug, but show their respect, show your respect, show your support. But I would rather be proactive and prevent you guys from being more annoying to the nurses than you. Oh, me too. Oh, no. I'm annoying also. No. I have my work cut out for me too. Yeah. All right. We all can give nurses a little easier time because the nurse burnout rate is exceeding doctor burnout rate. Nurses, after this whole COVID pandemic, are pretty exhausted. They're underpaid. They are probably the most worstly treated employees out there. And it's not always the fault of the doctor or the patient. You know, people are stressed and they're in pain and they're bleeding or they're drunk or they're high. And it's not like, you know, somebody getting to go to work and doing some customer service or arranging flowers and, you know, or maybe, you know, editing a cartoon, which are fantastic jobs and might get stressful. It's just not the same. Especially when you have somebody looking at you, just staring up in your eyes, saying, please don't let me die. A nurse's job is not one where you get to kind of zone out and play solitaire on the computer or surf the internet and check your Facebook. Nurses are always on. And they try not to take their work home with them. But how do you not emotionally get strained from everything you deal with, from somebody dying of COVID to somebody burning off their hand to somebody losing their child? You know, how do you shake that off? And so some things that we do that really, really annoy the nurse is like, well, here, for example. So I'd be doing rounds. And oh, we doctors, there's a lot of things the doctors do annoy the nurses. And I tried my hardest not to. In fact, I, you know, my very first day, I go to the nurse and I go, look, I'm going to mess up. You guys, I'm at your mercy. Whatever you want me to do, you tell me to do. And I went and got the breakfast and I did chores for them. I was like, guy errands. I'm like, I am here for you guys because you guys are the ones that are going to help me train. And if we save any lives tonight, it's going to be because of you guys. And it was. We had a bunch of codes. I was on CCU. Hadn't had my ACLS training. The nurses did all the work. So one is, if you're in the medical profession, realize that, you know, they are the ones, the glue that holds the team together, and they are the ones that make and break a patient's care and a patient's success. So don't be trying to take all the credit when it's not you. One thing that patients do that's very frustrating, and it's very frustrating, especially in medical training institutions, is when the patient lies to the nurse. So the nurse is like, how's your pain? How you doing? And they're like, oh, we're good. You know, I'm good today. I'm having a good day. Then the medical student comes in rounds going, okay, how you doing? I need to talk to the doctor and tell them how you doing. Yeah, I'm okay. Pain's good. Then the doctor comes in and does rounds. And they go, Doc, I can't take this pain anymore. I was in pain all night long. And the nurse is standing there going, say what? The medical student gets yelled at by the attending going, why aren't you managing their pain? What kind of a sick, cruel joke is this? And I'm like, but the patient didn't say they were in pain. And then everybody looks at the nurse, and the nurse is like, but the patient didn't tell me they were in pain. Okay, just don't lie. Right, just because the doctor walks into the room, don't tell them a different story from the nurse. Another thing is don't grope the nurse. Okay, just because nurses are cute, right, and have boobies doesn't mean you get to touch them. Don't pretend you have dementia. Don't pretend you're semi-comatose. I can't tell you how many times my butt was grabbed. And the doctor's like, well, run a CT on him. It looks like, you know, he's not neurologically progressing. You know, he isn't being alert. He's not, he's been grabbing my butt all morning. So you need to stop that, all right? Stop it. The abuse that nurses and hospital workers take is beyond any other profession that I've witnessed, and to stop it. And then, you know, just realize that they have families too, and they have health issues, or that they want to protect their health. And I've seen people cough on a nurse or around a nurse without covering their mouth. I've seen them, you know, break wind from the nurse or whatever. And mind you, okay, we, you know, in the medical field, we're neutral. We're numb to it. We don't laugh at farts. But really, you're not going to cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze when you can? I would say that. Patients would come in. My nurse would be triaging them. They'd be like, and the nurse would like to not take that home. Can you give them the same respect that you would if you were at a school or, you know? So I think teachers really need more than a week to show their appreciation. I think we should be appreciating them all year long. We do have a huge public health crisis if we can't recruit more nurses. I think a lot of nurses after COVID, they're exhausted. I think their pay cuts are going to be the last straw and breaking the camel's back, and they can only do so much. And so even if you are in pain and, you know, you are struggling, you know, you could still say, thank you, I appreciate you. And I tell you, it is going to go a long way, and it's going to make that nurse a shift. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last night, I didn't really go anywhere for Cinco de Mayo. There was a Vegas Golden Knights game. Went into overtime. It was fantastic. Great hockey against the Minnesota Wilds. And it was a lot of fights. It was a good game. So we go outside. And my husband and my son notice these weird lights in the sky. Yeah, they always look at the stars. We live in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of street lights. I don't like that. Streetlights. I like streetlights because I get very nervous about dark neighborhoods and people hiding in the bushes and things like that. But my husband likes our neighborhood because you can see the stars. All right, you can see the stars, but I'm still going to run around with a flashlight because I like lights. And he sees a string of lights moving fast. And he runs inside. He goes, "Dolly, get out here. You need to see this." And I'm like, "Do I need to grab the EpiPen? Do I need to grab a medical stat kit?" He's like, "No, no, no, just come." You know, because whenever my husband grabs me like that, you know, says, you need to get out of here, I'm thinking there's some medical emergency. Somebody's in the backyard doing something stupid. So I race out, and I don't see anything. They go, you see? I go, I don't see anything. I just see a black sky. I see some stars. I could never see constellations. I think I see the Big Dipper. And I'm like, I don't see it. He said there was a string of lights that were going across the sky. They lit up the sky. And I'm like, what are you drinking? He's like, I haven't had anything to drink. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. And my son goes, no, Mom. I'm like, stop it. It's not April Fool's. And I go back inside. Well, then it happens again. And you hear my husband screaming from the backyard. So I go, and I'm able to see this like, long line of these little lit figures. And they were too high to be airplanes. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to tell my husband he's right. And I'm like, okay, you're right. He's like, yeah, I'm right. All right, so what are they? They're not airplanes. He goes, oh, no, they're definitely not airplanes. And I go, could it be the Chinese rocket debris? You know how the Chinese Long March 5B rocket is supposed to be crashing to Earth on Saturday? He said, I think that's what it is. And I go, the only problem is this is too early. It's not supposed to be coming to Earth that soon. Even though I know this was more outer space, I'm like, I think it's too early for us to see it. So I didn't know what it was. So what do I do when I don't know something? I go to Google. So I start to Google. Nothing is telling me what's in the sky. Nobody had seen it. But now people are starting to text me, going, Dr. Dahlia, look at what's going on. Can you talk to your media peeps? Does anybody know what's going on? So I decide, you know what, the best way for me to get any question answered is to post it on social media. So I took a video. I posted it on social media. I sound like an idiot because I'm like, guys, I don't know what they are. And finally, me and my family thought it was aliens. It's a big coordinated attack of aliens. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should post it on Facebook just in case we need to take cover. Everybody's been talking about aliens. Who knows? Maybe I am wrong. Maybe there really are aliens that want to come and meet us. I don't think they want to meet us. I think if we are face-to-face with aliens, they're not going to want us around. So I'm like, maybe it's a coordinated alien attack. So I posted on Twitter and Facebook, and luckily, my Twitter peeps were like, nah, no, it's Elon Musk's SpaceX satellites. Couple other people, they're all dudes, like SpaceX satellites. Okay, so now I feel like, oh, man, am I going to have to now be mansplained? But I was like, no, this is great, because now I get to tell my husband. So my husband comes in going, what do you think? What should we do? I go, it's Elon Musk. Yeah, it's his satellites. Oh, that's what it is. Now, the timing, I think, couldn't have been more ridiculous, especially since we're all freaked out about where the Chinese Long March rocket is supposed to hit. But apparently at Kennedy Space Center yesterday, the SpaceX Starlink launched about 60 satellites into orbit because they're testing this satellite-based broadband internet service. So according to The Observer, Starlink wants to supply internet access globally, including remote areas of the world, by the end of 2021. And apparently, you could track the satellites. Starlink. I keep on, when I think of Starlink, I think of Skynet. Is that the one that was in the Terminator movies, Skynet? Where they could then control you and all that. I get a little nervous. Elon Musk is one ambitious son of a gun. I have to say that. And every other day, I'm hearing something going on with Tesla or flying cars or electric motorboats or whatever. I don't know. And so apparently yesterday, SpaceX launched Starship SN15 test and 60 Starlink satellites on the same day. Here's my problem. Why didn't that make bigger news? It would have been nice, because I got to tell you, there was about an hour of panic going on. So I posted immediately on Facebook that that's what we think it is. And some people were like, gosh, thank you. I was really worried. I was really worried. But people are outside. It's Cinco de Mayo. They're enjoying the night sky. They're probably having some margaritas or some mojitos. They're probably wearing a sombrero, which I told you not to, because apparently some people think the sombrero is offensive for Cinco de Mayo because it's not Mexican Independence Day. It's the Battle of the Puebla remembrance and observation of that battle between Mexico and France. So my guess is people were just kind of, you know, unkeen on what was going to be happening in our sky. And all of a sudden you see a formation of flying objects. And they weren't UFOs. I've never seen a UFO, by the way. I've never seen a UFO. So I was a little bit in awe by these things. And nobody told me. I'm in the media. How did I not know that there was going to be a bunch of things floating around or orbiting around our Earth? I heard about the Chinese rocket thing that's supposed to crash to Earth. I didn't know about these things. And I would just say, look, if you're going to put something in our atmosphere and you want to, I guess, advance science, why don't you kind of give us a clue first? And apparently, some people don't like what these satellites do. They say that these Starlinks can actually interfere. And I'm not being negative about it. I think we should, based on our need for internet and communication, allow there to be opportunities for anybody, anywhere, to get satellite information. It may even help us with public health crises and things like that. But apparently, these little small amounts of light and objects in orbit can interfere with sensitive instruments used by astronomers. And astronomers are trying to do their thing, figure out when this Earth thing is going to crash, figure out if we're going to have an asteroid hit us, or what's going on. And they say these satellites from the SpaceX launch that were dancing around the night sky were nice, but it concerned local astronomers. So astronomers probably are thinking to themselves, okay, we don't need this interference. And by the way, you know they were moving fast, because if they were launched in Cape Kennedy, if they were launched at the Kennedy Space Center between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern time, let me see, when were the satellites launched? The satellites were launched at 3 p.m. Eastern, so that's noon my time in Nevada, noon. We saw this at 9 o'clock at night. So they're orbiting pretty fast to be able to go from Florida. Oh, and they were moving east. They were moving east. So they went the long way around to get to Nevada. That's some crazy, crazy stuff. So you could see them in Bellevue. You could see them in Oregon. You could see them all over. National Weather Service tweeted the lights appear to be associated with SpaceX's Starlink satellite launch because people are all freaked out. But apparently we still don't have confirmation from SpaceX that that's what it was. So I hope they do, tell us. And let me see, what do we have? Do we have any astronomer quotes? I think we have an astronomer quote here. Here we go. We have a Dr. Davenport. Let me see if I can get his first name. They're only calling him Davenport. Maybe an astronomer. They're Dr. James Davenport, an assistant professor of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Washington. He said, what we actually saw was the 60 Starlink satellites that had just been deployed this afternoon, and they were still in low orbit, and they were still clustered together. So we call this a Starlink train. And it could interfere, the light apparently could interfere with sensitive instruments pointed out onto the dark universe. All right. So, I don't know. Just give us some warning next time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are coming in lower than expected. There were 498,000 initial claims last week, which is 92,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. That's also the lowest number of first-time claims since March 14th of 2020. All that being said, Tony Frank is a restaurant owner in Toledo, Ohio. He says he can't find people to work. He blames it on the stimulus money.
I think the first round of the stimulus money was good. I think the extra unemployment money was good because we were shut down as a country. I understand that. For $700, people who are making $800, $900 will make sacrifices in their life and take things away to be able to sit home. In my opinion, we'll sit home for that $700.
President Biden spending his Thursday on the road promoting his infrastructure plan in Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. birth rate hits a record low despite speculation the pandemic would cause a baby boom.
The birth rate in the U.S. has fallen for the sixth straight year. The new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. That's considered to be about 2,100 births per 1,000 women, with the rate for 2020 at around 1,700 births. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Heritage Foundation has announced that they have stopped taking donations from big tech corporations. In October, the conservative group turned down a $225,000 donation from Google and returned a $150,000 gift from Facebook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you are losing your hair, starting to thin a little bit, get androgenic alopecia? In terms of men, women, by the way, get that too. Women lose their hair. My hair is a lot thinner than it used to be. I have like some little thin spots. I use Nioxin to kind of help keep some hair growth in those areas. But women, my hair, I got a lot of hair. My hair is very thick. Nothing like when I was younger. So our hair thins, but some of us go bald. And I think bald is sexy. I do. Look at Bruce Willis. He was starting to lose his hair when he in his Moonlighting days and in his John McClane days. And I'm like, I don't care. He's still hot. He's still hot. Then he shaves his head. He's still hot. So Yul Brynner was hot. Did you know Yul Brynner was a translator during World War II for the Americans to translate French? I think. I thought that, very interesting. I got to look at the whole Yul Brynner thing. But us Xers and boomers know about Yul Brynner. The younger ones are like, who? Yul Brynner's very sexy. Rick from Pawn Stars. Bald looks good on him. So I'm a fan of bald. Unfortunately, the COVID virus is a fan of bald men too. That they is there's a study where if you're bald, you have a 2.5% increase, a 2.5 times greater chance of getting severe COVID than guys with a full head of hair. And I know guys who are balding or are bald really think they got the short end of the stick, and they are more at risk for heart disease. And there's unfortunately, you know, some things related to not being able to keep your head of hair. But in this study, they think that they found the gene. Now, by the way, I know a lot of people blame their mom for being bald and for losing their hair. They blame their mom. I have two boys. And my husband's side of the family, they thin. Their hair thins. My side of the family, we all have hair. We're very hairy. And I know, can't you tell? I have like one eyebrow, upper lip. So the X chromosome I gave my kids, there might not have the genes. But remember, I'm XX. So I got an X from my mom and an X from my dad. So you can get bald genes from your dad. Now, my dad's side of the family doesn't have baldness, so it could also be the men in the family don't live past 62 years old, so we never get to see what happens. But everybody says, yeah, well, it's X chromosome, so it's all from the mom. And no, it's not, because my XX came from my mom and dad, which means my kids are getting genes from my mom and dad. So, yeah, so they're, my kids are happy, but they are worried that they're going to be too hairy. Yeah. So, you got to wax. I wax my eyebrows, or I pluck my eyebrows. It happens. So let's look at this gene study, all right? There's some big words. I got to clean my glasses. There's some big genetic terms that I have to look up that I don't pronounce really well. So apparently, researchers found that males with a common biomarker linked to hair loss could be more susceptible to coronavirus. And what's really, though, cool about this is if they see that there's a receptor or there's an issue with their androgens, that might be able to allow us to focus treatment. So it could be a win in the long run. So male pattern baldness is controlled by variations in the androgen receptor gene. Now, androgen responses are linked to an enzyme known as TMPRSS2. Yeah, see, yeah, I know. Now, yeah, enough said, right? Okay. This, they think, could play a role in coronavirus infections. So what they did is they looked at the AR, the androgen receptor gene, and severe COVID, because they found a disproportionate number of men with baldness appeared to be hospitalized with coronavirus. They found 79% of men with severe COVID were bald, compared to 31 to 53% that had full head hair. So in their study, what the researchers did is they measured the length of your polyglutamine repeat, your CAG repeat on the AR gene. And you know how people say, you know, bigger is better? Well, apparently, they found that this polyglutamine repeat, this CAG repeat, right, that is linked to androgen sensitivity, it was shorter. They were less likely to be admitted to the intensive care than those who were longer. So if your repeat was shorter than 22 nucleotides, you were less likely to be admitted than those whose count was 22 or higher. So the longer, the bigger your CAG, the higher the possibility of you being hospitalized with COVID. Now, everybody's like, how can I look at my CAG? Well, wait till you get home. All right, it's nothing. Now, it's not, I don't think you'll find it in your pants. So it's not there. But they're basically nucleotides or molecules on your DNA. And on this gene, they were looking at the CAG repeat. So they say the longer CAG scores. Now, wait a second. No. The longer the CAG score, the more severe the COVID. I'm sorry, I misinterpreted that. The shorter, yeah. So the shorter, the better, because you didn't have to be in the hospital. All right. So what does it mean? Well, it means that they could use this AR CAG repeat length to be used as a biomarker to see if you have a short one, then they're like, okay, you're good. But if you have a long one, then they might realize maybe they have to start the antibody treatment earlier, or give you a different dose of the remdesivir. So it is really interesting how they look at that. Now, you know, male pattern hair loss, people have just, you know, people have been trying to find the cure for baldness. And I just don't know if it should be sought out to that degree. You know, people go, well, gosh, when you're bald, you know, you aren't as attractive to others. Not entirely. Like I said, a lot of women love the look. And I think the reason why is, you know, like sometimes my husband, he just has a bad hair day. You know, and I'm like, okay, can you gel it or can you whatever? And when you're married to somebody who's bald, they look the same. So you don't have to worry about them having a bad hair day. You also don't have to worry about them using your shampoo. So I have to buy this pricey shampoo. It's a purple shampoo. It's purple so that the blonde bleach that I use for my hair doesn't turn orange, even though my hair always turns orange anyway. And he uses my purple shampoo. He doesn't use his cheap Head and Shoulders or whatever, got Axe, whatever the heck he uses for shampoo. He uses the purple. I'm like, why are you using it? It's like, it's cool. It's purple. Like, you can't be using my purple shampoo. It's expensive. So I yell at him. And now, whenever he takes a shower, I walk into the shower and I take it out so he can't use my shampoo. Yeah, I'm really possessive that way. Because it's ridiculous, because then I have to order it and then I have to wait for it to ship. And, you know, I like to wash my hair. So what causes baldness? Well, your hair follicles shrink. When they shrink, your hairs are thinner, they're smaller, they don't last as long. And so baldness can be caused by not only genetics from the X gene that you get originally from your mom, who got originally from mom or dad, but it could also be because of hormones. You know, a lot of people will start losing their hair when they get diabetes. I've seen people lose their hair from COVID. Like, why is my hair thinner? I go, because COVID stressed your body. Or maybe COVID did affect the hair follicles. We're learning so much about COVID. It's baffling. And when it comes to stress, right, our lives are getting stressor and stressor, more stressful every single year. Every single month, it gets more stressful. And so, yeah, I think a lot of us are going to be losing our hair. Testosterone can play a factor with your hair. A recent study found prostaglandin D2 protein may block hair growth. And so they might be able to find a medicine that helps block the prostaglandin D2 that's blocking hair growth. Now, some of you are like, it's not going to happen to me. Bald men are rare. They say 80% of men under 70 will have some sort of a receding hairline. Just don't do the comb over, right? Just go bald. And now they actually have hair. There's extensions guys can use. It looks really good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. At least two students and one adult have been injured in a shooting at an Idaho middle school. The suspect is in custody. The active shooter entered Rigby Middle School. These school shootings just, oh, so tragic. This was this morning in Idaho. Opened fire on students, causing teachers and students to flee for their lives. All three confirmed victims. We believe their conditions. We believe they're all alive. Unknown exactly where their conditions are. No status updates have been given, according to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center, where they were taken. We are being told that they are non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect has been taken into custody. This occurred at about 9:15 a.m. when police were called. Multiple law enforcement agencies obviously on the scene. Jefferson School District Superintendent Chad Martin said, "Today we had the worst nightmare a school district could encounter. We had a school shooting here at Rigby Middle School. What we know so far is the shooter has been apprehended. There is no further threat to the students. So the students were evacuated to Rigby High School. Parents are going to pick them up there. Students who are not picked up will be bused home. Well, the attack appears to be a second shooting in Idaho. The attack appears not to be the first one to hit Idaho. In 1999, a student at a high school in Notice had fired a shotgun several times. No one was struck by the bullets, but one student was injured by ricocheting debris from the first shell. So thank God for first responders. Thank God for school staff. And parents are pretty relieved. Idaho Education Association President Lane McAnally said, "We send positive thoughts to the victims of the tragic incident and hope for their full and rapid recovery. Patients will need to be at a premium while school officials and law enforcement agencies investigate the situation. And the IEA and our local education associates are ready, willing, and able to provide whatever support is needed for the staff student community impacted by today's act of violence." So we don't know who the shooter is. If the shooter was a kid, another student, if the shooter was a parent, random, we don't know. But we had a little bit of a respite from school shootings during the pandemic. Not that I think it caused, you know, a huge amount of disarray for students who were virtual learning, not even learning, students falling behind. But now that kids are back, we were hoping that we really wouldn't see school shootings out the gate, and unfortunately we're starting to. And I don't know why these sickos have nothing better to do than to go to a school and start shooting people up, but I get concerned because it's things like this and it's events like this that make parents second, you know, hesitate on putting their kids back in school. You know, I have one in college and one finishing high school this week. And when school shootings would happen when they were growing up, you know, I oftentimes said, you know, how do I drop my children off at school and not be there to protect them? How do I do that? But the shootings were so rare, and you just as a parent say, look, we're going to take our chances, we're going to pray. But if these school shootings continue to this degree, and now the parents know the kids can learn from home, I think as schools are trying to open up, they're going to still have a lot of hesitancy from parents because of something like this. And listen, you know, as a parent, I don't blame them. You know, if a parent says, look, I don't want to put my kid back in school, you know, they're doing it because they love their kid. I know people go, gosh, you know, these parents are so protective, or they're wacko, or they're, no, they're not. I mean, somebody is, you know, if that's a decision they want to make to protect their kid, I'd rather a parent be making a decision that has to do with the kid's safety than making a decision to, you know, do drugs or, you know, bring strangers back to the house. So I don't fault parents for having, you know, the hesitancy in the name of child safety. But schools are going to have to take a different form. I mean, yeah, they got the plexiglass and all that for COVID, but I would have really liked to see money go towards security, metal detectors, trying to prevent people from coming onto campus and shooting other kids. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Apparently the UK and France are having a little bit of drama. And last night it was reported that the UK was sending two gunboats to the self-governing British island of Jersey, which sits 14 miles off the French coast. French announced that they were going to send their own Navy ships to monitor the situation. Now, when did this happen? When did the British and France start having issues in French? They say the British warships were deployed in response to a protest by French fishermen at the port of St. Helier, Jersey's capital, over post-Brexit rules on fishing rights. In short, according to CNN, France is angry that after decades of unfettered access to the waters around Jersey, fishing boats must now provide that they have historically fished in the waters and paperwork that is required since Britain left the European Union. So French fishing boats were reported to be leaving the port, ending the protest. UK government later said that one of the Royal Navy patrol vessels was returning to port as the situation in Jersey was, quote, resolved for now. Wow, that could have really gotten heated. The last thing we need is to see the British and the French go at it. There's so much else going on with Russia and China. So fishing, French fishing boats have now left the vicinity of Jersey. They believe the situation has been resolved, and the Royal Navy offshore patrol vessels will prepare to return to port in the UK. We will remain on standby to provide further assistance. So apparently there was a last-minute trade deal that they're blaming. They both sides in this dispute and tried to talk down the drama, claiming that the French boats would not actually block the port. UK government officials were adamant that they didn't want the situation to escalate. The word war was hard to avoid when people were looking at the headlines. Almost all the British press have carried the story. I don't know if you look at, but you see gunboats and defense of, you're like, what the heck is going on? And I guess people feel that if anybody was going to block a port, it would be an act of war. So definitely not an easy time. But looks like things calm down. In Texas, constitutional carry bill will allow handguns to be carried without a permit. It has cleared the Senate. So the Texas Senate on Wednesday passed a bill that would remove permit requirements for people to carry handguns in public. Now, I live in Nevada. You could carry openly without a CCW. For concealed, you do need to have a permit to carry concealed. And the Texas Senate version of the bill passed on a party-line vote, according to Fox 4. It differs slightly from similar legislation passed by the House, but chambers will resolve their differences, and then it'll make it to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. They say people are already allowed to have constitutional carry for long guns in the state of Texas. This just adds handguns. Somebody has to still go through a background check when they buy a handgun. So, you know, there's a lot of back and forth on open carry. It's not going to include schools. It's not going to include hospitals or polling places. Those are still restricted. But again, the people that go to a school and shoot up aren't the ones that are law-abiding citizens that want to, you know, protect their comrades. These are people that get a hold of something they shouldn't have gotten, and they illegally many times get their gun, and then they go and they become a mass murderer or try to kill as many people as they can. The average person wanting to open carry wants to do it to avoid conflict and to prevent people from messing with them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.